Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Hay production is one of the largest and most economically significant ag enterprises in Kansas. With more than 2,690,000 acres harvested, producing 5,626,000 tons of hay valued just under $1 billion. Hay is used as livestock feed, bedding, mulch, decoration, and more. The price of corn and other grains is easy to define. The futures markets are available to gauge from. However, forage is an entirely different ballgame. The state and national supply isn't as easily reported, and pricing is highly subjective. The USDA Ag Marketing Service does a good job of publishing a weekly hay market report based on their survey abilities. At this time, this report is the best we have for pulling hay prices from an unbiased source. However, there are still gaps in information. With the wide variances of size and quality, producers and consumers are left to question the true value of hay they seek to sell or purchase. This ultimately leaves both parties searching for a reasonable price point to achieve a profit or minimize cost. Hay selling price is based on forage type, size and structure of the bale, and quality. To arrive at a price point, producers should know their production costs, both fixed and variable. Fixed costs occur whether or not the acreage is in production: taxes, depreciation, equipment, insurance. If these fixed costs are not included in the cost of production, the operation will not be sustainable in the long term. Variable costs are the expenses that change as production changes: fertilizer, chemical, fuel, hay wrap, etc. Additionally, producers need to determine the minimum profit margin they're willing to accept for their product. Margins can be a percentage of cost or a dollar value per unit of production, and are based on the amount of profit one needs for the enterprise. This profit may need to cover family living expenses or be used to improve equipment. Purchasers of hay are going to consider alternative feedstuffs. Competing products may simply be hay from an alternative seller in a neighboring county or further geographic region, adding in transportation costs. Other options could be entirely different than the usual feed plan, such as grazing crop residues, using ammoniated straw, or one of the many other options. When comparing options or establishing a price point, use a forage test. These are inexpensive tests that will affect your profit margin as a hay producer or consumer. Compare the energy and crude protein values to alfalfa and corn. These two commodities have the most information available for comparison. Look at the cost of feeding your herd, including the price per pound of protein and price per pound of energy. When in doubt, do the math. To learn more about pricing forage or collecting samples for testing, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.